Yo, 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 we're back. It's your host, Lil 17.
And your boy, Vox Magno, what's good?
And this is 17 Reasons. You feel me? Hey, listen, we're back. It's been an entire month since our last podcast was last month. And
a lot of things have been happening, man.
Oh, man, a lot of things. There's been a lot of things lately that have been in the news all over the place that you guys know about. And honestly, the first thing I want to say, or the first thing I want to talk about, is the riots.
Ooh, let's get it started. Okay, so like, people, man, I don't know how to feel about it, because I'm kind of pro riots and looting and stuff like that. Not only to a certain point, right? If it's injustice and you feel as though like people of color specifically haven't been heard, hey, bro, You gotta fight the battle the way they wanna hear you, but at the same time, be smart about it. Like, I'm not against people rioting, looting, if that's what they feel they need to do, right? And some people are more thinkers. They wanna be like more strategic with how they go about what's going on right now in the world. Right. Not even in the world, but this specific topic in the world. Like, with me personally, I feel like if you know your place, play your cards, you feel me? And be smart in whatever you're trying to do. That's all I'm saying. Like,
But you know, let's try not to get too personal. Let's go ahead and explain what let's explain the reasoning behind all these riots and craziness
now,
going on.
Some people feel like they have a purpose behind what they do, right? Then other people, they're using this as an opportunity to basically cause more trouble than what they need to.
That's true.
Now, that, I wouldn't condone that.
Because you have people that are out, you know, they're looting that. They're looting because everyone else is doing it. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. We all went to school, and it literally only takes one bad apple. You know, and I'm not calling anybody a bad apple, so sorry if anybody was offended. But I'm saying it only takes one person to teach the incorrect technique for the incorrect technique to continue on.
Exactly.
If that makes sense. So, you know.
Monkey see, monkey do type of
monkey
thing,
monkey see,
bro.
Monkey do type thing.
And there's
thing.
People that's too old for that type of stuff, bro. Like, if you know what you're doing it for, and you feel like nobody can change your mind on that, okay, then. It is what it is. But we know for a fact some people just out here doing it because the next person was doing it.
Which now,
is, like, that's how you mess up in life, bro.
Right. And it's actually good that you get to hear, that you guys get to hear from both of us. Because, you know, Vox Magno, my homie here, he believes that riots are okay. But personally, I believe
I wouldn't say okay. I feel like it depends.
Or you're pro riot.
Right. For a certain reason though.
Okay. Yeah. So okay, I'm sorry about that, guys. So he says that he is pro riot for a certain reason. Meaning the reason has to be something critical and or important.
Exactly.
For me, I'm not a fan of riots, but protesting 100%. Looting, not 100%. I don't like the looting, but protesting, walking around, gathering in large groups and letting people know your message is something that actually stands within my heart.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's okay because it's a nice way of tackling the problem. And let me provide a reason. The reason why I think it's a nice way of tackling the problem is that so many people will drive past and they'll see 20 people, 30 people, 40 people, 50 people sitting outside, and eventually people are going to be like, okay, what's going on?
Right.
So they might not be thinking, oh yeah, I'm into this idea, or there's a lot of people outside, but they may take it into consideration. Now think about this. The next day they wake up tomorrow morning and they're driving on the road, and they're like, or they're driving their normal route that they take every day, and they're just like, damn, what was going on outside the other day? That is the power of peaceful protesting. I believe that it at least plants a seed in someone's mind, theoretically, so that later it'll grow into an idea.
Mm.
And then they'll feel, okay, yeah, maybe I can side with some of these people. Or maybe there's a lot of people out here that are supporting something that's actually worth supporting.
Yeah.
That's why I'm okay with peaceful protesting.
Yeah. So what about, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about police brutality going on?
Ooh,
during the protest?
Very good question.
Yeah.
So how do I feel about the police brutality going on during the protest? I feel like it's very it's very backwards, because I feel like the police should understand that this, you know, these people are gathered for a specific reason, and they're hurt. So attacking them or trying to, you know, brutalize them when they've already been that brutalized before, it's not going to help the situation.
Exactly. I feel like
I'm not for that.
It's like a setup, because I saw a picture. It had like a stack of bricks right outside of a store, a very nice store, and it's like it's almost like it's like somebody put it there. That's what it looks like. Like they're setting people up to want to riot in certain areas. Not even riot, but looting specifically, to throw bricks at buildings.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like people are being, like, subtly, like, they're throwing out the suggestion to do it just to have more people to attack. It's almost like everything, down to coronavirus, just all of this.
Killer hornet bees.
Yeah,
what the hell?
A lot of this is very suspicious, bro.
And like, just to add some comedy in the mix, guys, like, I know we started off pretty serious, but has anyone seen those memes, like, just about, like, on the next chapter, Earth, like, on the next episode of Earth, we have. I thought those were really funny, guys. I just wanted to take a break to laugh about that. I thought those were funny.
Or, like, the ones where it's, like, the Earth could be ending and we still be like this, and it's got the crying Jordan meme all over the place.
The crying Jordan meme. That's a classic meme.
I know.
But, oh, yeah, that, I'm sorry, that's funny. But, you know, just bringing it back a little bit. Another thing that has, like, that's been on my mind recently is, like, it almost feels, like, I don't know how you guys feel, but it almost feels as if we kind of took, like, 5, maybe 10, maybe 20 years back in time, like, as far as our progress. Because, you know, and I have love for many, many people, and I have many friends of color and of whatever you want to say. I have many, many friends with multiple nationalities.
Right.
Excuse me.
Same with me.
And with me saying that, I gotta say, with all this random stuff going on—the rioting, the looting, and, you know, just the movement in general—like, I'm for the movement, but it's also making me feel uncomfortable with some of my closest friends that don't look like me.
Damn.
And, like, it's—I gotta be honest. I don't know why I've been affected in that way. But, you know, obviously I'm not going to hold it in and just continue to be, oh, yeah, you know, feeling weird around everybody.
Right, right.
But that, because of the looting and everything going on, I actually did feel that way for a little while.
And then I feel like they're trying to set up a race war kind of thing. And I'm
right.
Like, I'm not falling for that.
I'm not for that. Like, yeah, bro, like, that's just not the
world. Because the thing is, the world has made more progress in the world. The thing is, I can't pretend I know every little detail about Earth's history, right? But at one point, man, whatever colored man, we coexisted. So whatever's going on right now, it's more like a hive mind kind of entity. Like, some people are just, like, mentally, I guess you could say, energetically, spiritually connected to, like, this idea of being a supreme race.
Right.
I can understand Aboriginal, Native, and to say, like, things like that. Like, you're native to a certain land or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like the level of growth I'm at right now has me questioning, is there a such thing as a supreme race? And I don't think there is. I don't think there is. I think people that feel that way are kind of, like, stupid, bro.
I agree.
I think that's the agenda they want you to fall for, that we all fight over dumbass shit when it's really a big-ass planet we live on. We should coexist in this bitch. It's what's mine is yours. We should have that type of mentality. Like, bro, it's not hard to share, bro.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
right. And, you know, one thing that is not a very popular opinion, but I feel that as if I should share it, is that it's not okay. Yes, I understand. Like, you know, a lot of people that aren't black have caused some problems in the past. Okay. But that also doesn't make our people perfect.
Right.
I need us to all kind of open our eyes and understand that, like, we're not perfect and neither are they.
Exactly.
I actually had a talk with an older gentleman, you know, African American brother, as just like myself, you feel me, represent. And, you know, I asked him, I was like, man, when are these people going to learn, man? When are these people going to learn? When is this person going to learn? When is so-and-so going to learn? You know, and he sat back and told me, he said, you know what? I'm not sure when they're going to learn because we haven't learned. And right then and there, I was like, I felt a sense of respect for all people. Yeah. Not that I haven't had that before. I've always had it. But I like, the sense really rose up within me. And I was like, damn, you know what? He's right. We're all kind of dumb.
Bro,
and we need to love each other because we're all kind of dumb. Like,
bro,
come on.
I've been feeling that sense of gratitude. Like, I've been purposely practicing on, like, feeling that more. Because that opens doors for you. It helps you, like, control your reality a little bit better. It puts you in, like, a... Like, it aligns you with, like, the best version of your reality. If people believe in, like, the quantum thing, like, to feel grateful, to feel like you live in abundance, bro, be grateful for everything you have, and that it brings more to you.
Right.
You see what I mean? Like, that's what you start at with basic stuff like that. Like, when people say, like, law of attraction, they hype it up to make it seem like it's something
mystical or,
right,
like,
yeah, bro, like,
but it's actually real as fuck.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Like, it's simple things. Like, change how you think, change how you feel, appreciate what you do have. The simple things. Like, let's say you live with your parents and you feel like, bro, because this is kind of personal in a way, nothing bad, but, like, I know how it feels when you live with your parents, right, like I do, and you feel sometimes you can't move how you want to, or you feel like your loved ones, they don't help you support your dreams as much as you feel like they should, or at all if they do, you know. But be grateful that at least you got people that care about you. You have a place to eat,
right?
You got a place to lay your head, you got a place that's got air conditioning. You feel me? It starts with stuff like that. Like, that's what opens doors for you, being grateful, bro. I'm speaking from a personal place. Like, bro, if you always focus on, like, what you don't have, it kind of creates more of that reality.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to break out with gratitude, being thankful for what you have, for who you have. Like, bro, being grateful, it replace that with whatever anger you feel towards people you love personally.
Yeah.
That helps fix your relationships.
Replace that anger with gratitude and appreciation. Because, you know, like he just said, like, you really don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't know about tomorrow because tomorrow isn't here yet. We only know about now. So we need to appreciate what we have, because either someone else around the world doesn't have that and they're wishing they have what you have, or there's a good chance you can lose it.
Yeah.
In a snap.
Yeah, bro.
So that's why it's super important to appreciate and have some gratitude towards things.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. I love talking about gratitude and appreciation.
Yeah, bro. The meditation too. That's another healthy thing. It doesn't have to be a deep spiritual thing. People don't understand that. Meditation does not have to go that deep. You can just breathe. Take a few deep breaths until you feel calm.
Right.
And try to have certain techniques. Like, try to feel gratitude on purpose. Like, remember what that feels like. Because that's a good feeling to have. Like, I swear to God, dude, people should get into, like, being more conscious of their energy work. Do stuff like that. Like, be conscious of an energy, bask in it, sit inside of it. Love energy, self-love, gratitude, those type of things. Try to feel it on purpose so you know what it feels like. Identify them type of emotions.
And like, I share a lot of personal things on my podcast, on our podcast. I'm sorry, I just do that sometimes. But, like, one thing I do that actually is really helpful for me is when I'm sleeping, like, I'll be sleeping, and then, like, when I'm about to wake up, I'll actually lay in bed and have my eyes kind of closed / like, whatever, however I'm feeling, you know how groggy you are when you first wake up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was laying there and I was thinking, and I literally think about positive things, like, this is going to be a good day.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a good time. I'm going, you know, this is another day, another chance, another opportunity. You know, think of happy shit. Like, think, goddamn, you know, if ice cream is your favorite thing on earth, think of some ice cream right when you wake up and lay in it. Like, literally close your eyes and just wait until the moment that you feel you need to get up or you should get up, you know? And that's what's helped me have better days. I just, you know, I believe that may help some of you guys.
That's true.
Super personal, but I believe
it's relatable. It's very relatable.
Lay back, think some good stuff. Don't just be thinking, oh, today's gonna suck.
Yeah.
Think today's gonna be awesome.
Because that's one of the many examples of, like, how going against the grain sometimes is a good thing. Sometimes go with the flow, sometimes go against the grain. And so when you feel negative, you go against the grain. Like, I mean, you process your feelings, fill them out, right? But one thing I realized is that you shouldn't be fake positive. Like, be real about... Excuse me, whatever situation you're really in.
Right.
or if nothing's really going on, still, like, to just strengthen that ability to be positive, to be grateful. Once again, there's that word. I'm bringing it back up. Gratitude, gratefulness, bro. All that.
Right. Oh, and another thing, guys, try to be true to your intentions.
Yeah.
So, like, if you intend on having a piece of fruit today, or if you intend on standing up for yourself today, or if you intend on, you know, having a good day, actually do it, you know, because
you deserve it.
Hell yeah, you deserve it. And also, I believe that you can kind of trick yourself into some bad habits if you don't do your real intentions.
And since you spoke on it, self-hypnosis. Think about it like this, bro. Training yourself to be positive. Training affirmations. Just saying, like, I am successful.
Positive affirmations. Hell the word I.
Yeah, I am. All that, bro. You got to say it in present tense. I am grateful. I'm healthy. I am loved. All that, bro.
Right. I am strong. I am faithful. Exactly. I am smart. Yeah. I am considerate. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, man. That's true. Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Not to cut you off, but I was thinking about this. This one thing, depression, and how you combat that. There's many reasons why a person can be depressed. One of them is definitely rooted in a lack of self-love and feeling like you don't deserve to be alive. And that's the biggest lie you could believe in, bro.
Right.
And self-love is how you combat that. And like I said, it'd be more conscious of energy. Start playing around with energy. Like, learn about Reiki energy, things like that. Like, a lot of people might not even know about that, but you can get into energy work and play around with specific energies. You can build up the energy of self-love and get rid of depression. Like, bro, here's a technique right now. Just you look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. Or say whatever you got to say to yourself, but really get into the feeling of it. Don't just feel like, oh, I'm just doing it, just going through the motions. Like, really get into it.
Right.
Get into the
moment.
Like,
understand how it feels on the inside after you say, hey, you know, so-and-so, I love you. And say your name, too.
Right.
Because your name is yours. Ain't nobody...
And smile at yourself in the mirror, too. Smile at yourself. Gas yourself up. Make yourself feel like you just said, bro. You deserve it. Like, whoever it is listening right now, don't feel like you're dumb or like, weird for doing that. You're supposed to hype yourself up, bro.
So true.
Who else is going to do it, really?
It's one thing... Because
some people are going to pat you on the back, right? But you're the only one that knows what you could really say to yourself to really feel like you that person. You the top dog and all that, bro.
Right.
All right, man. I say what I got to say.
That's okay. Hey, I appreciate that. That was good. Bro. One thing that I just wanted to add on to the mirror thing, don't feel uncomfortable. Don't feel stupid. Don't feel weird for looking in the mirror and saying, hey, I'm attractive, or hey, I'm cool, or hey, I like myself.
Exactly.
Because that's called practicing your charisma. When you do that, you give yourself the opportunity to feel comfortable, not only with yourself, but with other people. So other people will feel 10 times more comfortable kicking it with you, planning things with you, doing serious things, doing non-so-serious, you know what I'm saying? Going out to eat. People won't think, damn, this person's gonna dot, dot, dot. They're gonna think, wow, I can't wait to blank, blank, blank.
Yeah.
Because so-and-so is gonna be there.
Right.
So, yeah, like he said, show yourself some love. If you show yourself love, people will want to love you more, and it's going to be way easier for you to love them. For real.
Yeah.
One heavy topic I wanted to cover before we go ahead and close out. The movement of Black Lives Matter. Mm. I'm hearing and seeing a lot of things on Black Lives Matter, and with people saying, you know, obviously, all lives matter. What about all lives? Why don't all lives matter? You know, and I want to take the time to kind of like teach you guys a little bit about it. Coming from a Black person, we don't mean harm by that. We don't mean superiority by that. We don't even mean inferiority by that. We're trying to let you know that right now, Black lives matter.
Exactly.
Because some people don't believe that.
Yeah,
that's why we
still out here like full-blown racist, bro. Full-blown racist. That's weird.
Right. So we're trying to kind of get into these people's heads a little bit and let them know, even if you believe Black Lives don't matter, listen, Black Lives do matter. You know, it's not that no one else matters. Just right now, we need you guys to know that we do matter.
Because
we've always felt as if we did.
About the hashtag Black Lives Matter, just the movement itself was started by an old white dude. And that's not really a problem at all, actually. But some people are saying that's kind of suspect. Like, yeah. We don't even own our own movement, so what is going on?
But at the same time, that can also... I'm happy you said that, too, bro, because that could also open your minds and be like, well, damn, if an old white dude took the time to create a slogan or create a phrase for another nationality, another race, why can't you feel comfortable supporting them? Like...
That is true.
Because if by supporting Black Lives Matter, you're not only supporting someone that is possibly your color, you're also supporting a group of people that have been oppressed for many years.
But it's crazy because I've seen on the internet, bro, a lot of people that's in support for the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, I'm talking all races, but it's crazy seeing, like, the world isn't the way we thought it was. It's actually, like, I wouldn't say maybe a minority, but maybe. Like, the amount of people that are racist... that still feel like they're a superior race or whatever. Like, bro, I'm starting to see, like, a lot of them, you know, obviously they're ignorant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the so-called elite group that they're not even really a racial type of thing with them. Like, they're just more about power and control. And I think that's the, like, they're feeding this image of, like, people fighting over color and what, just dumb shit, bro. And they're gaining more power off that and everything else. It's really a order out of chaos technique. Also, divide and conquer, that one too. Like, they're really just using war techniques against people, and a lot of motherfuckers don't really see it for what it is, man. They don't see what's going on, but...
And I don't know, this is just, I guess, a little personal. I feel really happy with the fact that... you know, some people's true colors are showing. Because, you know, even my friends that aren't black, I'm noticing them kind of starting to distance themselves from some of their friends because they've heard things about their friends.
Mm.
You know, or because their friends don't support the Black Lives Matter movement. And that actually warms my heart.
Yeah.
Because real talk, a lot of people kind of blend in the shadows. That, oh, yeah, you know, I support, I appreciate. But really, they're going home and they're saying things that I'm not going to say here right now,
right.
You know, about people of color. So, yeah, man, I do appreciate, you know, the Caucasian supporters. I really do appreciate
you guys. One more thing I do want to speak on is black people amongst ourselves. I know we make jokes. We use the N-word with the hard E-R, being funny, right? We might speak on the whole light skin versus dark skin, just once again to be funny, but like, some people do look at us that way, and that's what's messed up about it. Like, sometimes I find myself, you know, the same thing, making inappropriate jokes, but we're black, so it's cool, right? And, hey, whatever. That it is what it is, right? But I know for a fact people still feel like that towards us, and that's the part of it that makes me a little bit uncomfortable with people. And sometimes, like, I don't know how to feel about it. Or, like, things like this, when people say who can and can't use the N-word, once again, that's a touchy situation. It's a touchy subject to speak on, and I don't know. I feel so different, so many different ways about it, till it's hard to really speak on it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's hard because, like, I don't know. You know, we grew up with things like that, and you know, we had to learn how to, like, endure the pain. You know, even when we felt like we couldn't.
Right.
And, you know, words like that was a comfort at one point. From what I remember when I was a kid, it was like, you know, when people would say that to me or my family, you know, it felt good to be able to be like, them niggas just tweaking.
Yeah.
Rather, because we're, you know, because back then, obviously, they were hearing, like, the ER and things like that. So, honestly, the power within being able to change a word that was so painful to us is what is the reason why we use it so much still to this day, because it's not really in a mocking matter, but it depends who the user is.
Right.
You know,
it just, ever since Dave Chappelle came out with that sketch, that, you know, I'm not going to say it the way they've been saying it, but I feel like Dave Chappelle took the power out the N-word, the hard ER. Now, it's not like I would let somebody call me that, but I'm just saying, like, people still use that word to be racist, but it's like, bro, you look dumb now doing that.
Right.
You look dumb.
Because then it's funny, because in you know, there's many groups of white people that kick it, and I, bro, I know because I've been there. And I've had one white homie be like, hey, bro, hold on, bro. Like, my this my homie right here, and my homie be right up the street that I rock with, he's black, and my brother that actually saved my life 3 years ago, he's black, and you know what I mean? And they'll actually kind of show some defense, and I appreciate that. Yeah, the Black Lives Matter movement is a go. For sure, definitely rock with it. Definitely understand it.
Being black and successful, that's the move. Being black and successful, that's the move. Okay,
yeah.
we not going for that uneducated bullshit. All right, fuck that, bro. Like,
get on to something. Right, do something. Man. Let's figure it out. Let's change the pattern. Let's fix it. Let's fix it now, for real. Because we need us too. Like, as black folks, like, we need to do a lot of the work. You know, but we need to understand we can handle that. We can handle the work that needs to be done, you know, in order to obtain true acceptance.
You just got
to
be around like-minded individuals that's serious about this. That's all that is. It's about who you come around, really.
For real.
And what they're willing to do, what moves they're willing to make. Like, you can't be around people that's, like, halfway in and halfway out. Like, bro, no.
Exactly. All right, guys. We just had to go ahead and let you guys know what's going on. I gotta let you guys know, we love you. We here for you whenever we get into the studio.
All day.
We gonna be dropping stuff. We got music.
We got something coming too. We already got some new stuff dropped.
Yep.
But yeah, bro, we definitely getting to this right now.
Keep checking in. I'm gonna always drop things on my Instagram at Lil17. I already know my homie Vox Magno gonna drop things on his Instagram at Vox Magno. Don't forget the underscore between Vox and Magno.
Yep. And you, that's V me? Like violin, not F, just in case or whatever. You might have heard it a certain way.
I never thought of that. People would think Vox. But okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. What he just said. All right, guys.
Love. Right. Peace.
Gone.